between all these countries. From the very first we start from 4V, and today is about 14V. And what that means? Not very much. Not very much. We are a bunch of poor countries. What the hell to do with these poor countries? What can we receive and a gift to each other? What? Brazil is the only big one. Have we the right to ask Brazil to resolve our problems? Have we the right? No, we don't. We don't have the right to do that. It's impossible. For them it's impossible. It's not matter of they want or they won't, they like to do that or not. It's not a matter of that. They can't. The only way that America can really be safe and happy is we reach and we have the chance to have an area of trade from Alaska to Patagonia. After that, the slice of the salami could be easier and bigger. And you know why? I shall give you only three figures. Exports from Mexico to the world, and mainly to the States, are about $132 million. Brazilians, 45. Argentina, 25. Mexico exports three times more than Brazil, and twice Brazil and Argentina together. You follow the figures? $132 million was the Mexico exports the last year. Brazil 45, Argentina 25. Mexico exports are three times more than Brazil, and twice Argentina and Brazil together. After that, you can open the market. But before that, how you can convince them to change without having a revolution inside? How? You can do a lot of things by slices, and we are doing. In the last 6 months, we have changed the way of thinking of the people. We help them to change the way of thinking. And we can do things now that they admit peacefully, not all of them. Because it's not supposed to do the same thing that the Germans does always when they went to war. They put them all together and fighting against you. And then you maybe are very strong when you fight against each other. But when you fight with them all together, you lost. And we don't have the chance to lose. We must win. Not for us, for the whole people. And you must prioritize your options. And I prefer, you know something, what Liddell Hart said about tactic, the tactic of indirect approach. Not like that. Like that. And that's the reason why our main effort outside is to convince everybody down there, not here, that the new history of America is if we arrive quickly to a free trade area of the Americas. And when I speak about America, I mean South and North America together. And that's very important, you know, and I think that in this field you can do a lot of things. Convincing people, telling people, speaking with people, realizing that Bolivia, Paraguay, and Argentina, and Uruguay, and Peru, and Ecuador, and also Colombia, my God, are really problems. You know something? I gave a conference, well, 1.5 months ago,